Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Williams. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pepe Frias. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Fryman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Woody Fryman. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Rick Munday. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Wallace. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting sixth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dawson hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Munday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Munday. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Munday steals second. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Wallace takes first base on ball 4. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Madlock bunts towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Munday moves to third. Wallace moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to home to get Munday. Wallace moves to third. Madlock moves to second. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Trillo hits a fly ball towards right. Valentine catches it and throws to home to double up Wallace. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Munday scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. Two outs. Larry Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Freiman covering, for the out. Mitterwald moves to second. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kelleher strikes out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rochelle takes first base on ball four. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Monday is one for one in the game, with a single. Monday hits a line drive towards short. Frias reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Expos. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Frias strikes out. One out. Woody Freiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Freiman strikes out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wallace hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wallace moves to second. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wallace moves to third. Madlock moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wallace scores. Madlock moves to third. Morales moves to second. It's Expos, 1, Cubs, 1. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mitterwald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Madlock tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Cubs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morales moves to third. Trillo moves to second. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morales tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Cubs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rochelle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rochelle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Rochelle reaches second base with a double. Trillo scores. Biotner goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Cubs. Chip Lang now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lang fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Monday scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. One out. Andre Dawson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentine moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wallace hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Unser who is chasing the ball. Wallace reaches third base with a triple. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Madlock is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Madlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wallace scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Madlock moves to second. Bill Atkinson now pitching. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mitterwald strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Biotner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a fly ball into left field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams strikes out. 1 out. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frias is 0 for 1 in the game. Frias bunts towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Warren Cromartie pinch hits for Bill Atkinson. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle juggles the ball. That's an error on Rochelle. Frias moves to third. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 2 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball towards center. Wallace catches it and throws to Trillo who relays to Monday to double up Cromartie. Frias tags and scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelleher for the out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garrett is 0 for 2 in the game. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Monday fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a line drive into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Wallace hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wallace moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wallace moves to third. Madlock moves to second. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Trillo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields it and throws to home to get Wallace. Madlock moves to third. Morales moves to second. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Madlock scores. Morales scores. Trillo moves to third. It's 8-2, Cubs. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Biotner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fryer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Frias is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Frias strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Rochelle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rochelle strikes out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Roger Fried pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Roger Fried is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fried hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Del Unser batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Monday fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Unser moves to second. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dawson is 0-for-3 in the game. Dawson strikes out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Unser moves to third. Garrett moves to second. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Carruthers now pitching. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. Wallace hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Sparing pinch hits for Bill Madlock. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carruthers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Trillo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Trillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sparing moves to third. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Rob Sparing now playing third base. Larry Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Pepe Frias is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Frias is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Frias hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.